Hey, Ralphie Radio Show. Last night, American Idol, the auditions emanated from Portland, Oregon. The talent was, well, you know what? If you want to know what I thought, you can check out the Ralphie Radio Show blog. We post my notes from each episode of Idol after it airs. One person that was on the show for a split second last night, but she was celebrating because she received a golden ticket to Hollywood. Gia Farrell, who joins me right now here on the Ralphie Radio Show. Hi, Gia.
Hello.
Now, Gia, congratulations first on the golden ticket. They've already taped all of the Hollywood stuff already, right?
Yes, they have.
Okay, so you already know your fate.
Yes, I do. I'm not allowed to talk about it specifically, but I did get through the judges, and they do show me celebrating with my golden ticket on TV.
Yeah, I did see that last night. Congratulations. Did you actually get to sing in front of Randy and Steven and J-Lo?
I did. That was crazy because, you know, I grew up listening to J-Lo and Steven Tyler. And to, you know, just be up there singing in front of them. Yeah, it's a little nerve-wracking at first, but it's awesome. And it's also awesome for them to tell you, you know, that, you know, you can sing, you know, that you're good. And people that you looked up to growing up tell you something like that.
Did they give any constructive criticism at all, or were they just head over heels?
Well, when I went in there, I went in singing the song called I'm Going Down, Mary J. Blige. They thought maybe I should be doing a little, you know, more poppy rather than an R&B pop kind of a thing. But when I originally had gotten signed to Atlantic Records when I was 16, I actually went in singing an R&B song called Ease the Pain by Lisa Fisher. You know, that's what I always love to do. So I kind of went in doing that. But they thought maybe I should be a little more poppy, which I can see why, because, you know, I'm a little white girl. But
not that white girls can't sing R&B, but okay.
Yeah, but I don't know.
Now, Gia, I'm glad you brought up a little bit of your past. We're talking with Gia Farrell here on the Ralphie Radio Show. She received a golden ticket last night during the auditions in Portland for American Idol, and she actually went down to Hollywood to sing. Because I'm pretty sure, Gia, at first when your publicist had reached out to me, I just, you know, greenlit the interview, and then I Googled you, and I realized there, for the longest time, was a signed 8x10 photo of you hanging up in our studio. So this is, you're not new to this game at all. It's not like you just came off a karaoke stage. You were signed to a label, and you did radio promo and the whole nine, right?
Yes, I did. I did a lot of stuff, you know, and my friend suggested that I try American Idol now just because to try it out. My song was actually on American Idol. The producers picked it for Sayisha Mercado to sing it a few years ago.
Oh, wow.
And that was awesome. So, you know, I felt like maybe I should go try it out. And that's what made me want to do that.
Gia Farrell here on the Ralphie Radio Show. Well, it's a new experience, obviously, going the reality show route. But you've already been through the major label route and you've seen how that works. I'm surprised you'd want to revisit that given your previous experience.
Well, going into it, I was very apprehensive.
I bet.
Yeah, you know, my family had been trying to tell me to do it, you know, so anything I can do to, you know, pursue that, I will.
Now, Gia, let me ask you this. Obviously, you were at the auditions in Portland, and then you actually went to Hollywood to sing, and obviously we can't disclose your fate. From watching Idol, especially as closely as I've watched it this past year and a half, is it as prompted as it looks on TV? Are you as prompted and are the judges as prompted? A lot of this, I'm not going to lie, seems staged.
Yeah, well, you have to go through a few, you know, different auditions before you even get to the judges. They make it all seem like it's one day, but it's, you know, all of that from the start to actually getting to the judges was about like 2 months. A lot of hard work. I can tell you that Hollywood week, it's exactly how you kind of think it is on TV.
I mean, that's interesting. And especially somebody like you who's done the radio promo and has been on the grind, for you to say something like that, I guess it really is legit. We're wrapping up with Gia Farrell here on the Ralphie Radio Show. She received a golden ticket. We'll look forward to catching Gia during Hollywood week of Idol. And Gia, I think as the season progresses, especially since you've gotten close with some of these people now, we're going to have you back on to get your thoughts on the season as it moves forward, okay?
I would love to be back on here and talk about it.
Sounds good. Gia Farrell, making some time here for the Ralphie Radio Show. Gia, thanks for the time.
Thank you for having me.